You're listening to SBS News.
In the remote community of Utopia, school lessons are taught in two languages, English and the Indigenous language of Aliwarra. Alpara School Principal Stephen Nimmo says the school day starts well before the first bell. Getting students to class is a big logistical operation.
We cover the whole of the Utopia homelands. That's 3,500 square kilometres, so some of the bus runs can be up to about 100 to 110 kilometre round trips by the time it's gone into different communities to get different kids.
But where students now come to class, once they had to be sent away. Until 10 years ago, boarding school was the only option for those in the Utopia region wanting to attend high school. Susan Chalmers, a teaching assistant, says for some that means an end to education.
Now high school, just all the kids finish their schoolings in homeland community schools. Now high school. But 10 years later we have the high school here, and I think it's the best for our children, eh?
She says it wasn't that long ago that Utopia's first primary school buildings were constructed in the mid-1980s.
We used to have little shelter schools under the trees. You just put a canvas under the tree and sit the children under the tree in the shade, and the teacher will teach them. That's how we learned the children before. When there was no school in the 1980s, the school was built at Soapy Bore. Now we have a better school where our kids can go every day in their own homeland.
Ms. Chalmers was among a group of parents and community members who campaigned for the high school to be set up.
We wanted a high school for our children so they can have stronger learning to become better and strong educators.
In 2009, the $3.2 million facility was officially opened by the Northern Territory government. Year 7 student Cheyenne says she's thought about boarding school in Melbourne, but she also likes attending classes close to home.
I like to come here because there's I have friends in here.
Academically, the school's results are modest. Attendance is about 60% and few finish year 12. But in a region with clear social disadvantage, the challenges go beyond the classroom, and success isn't measured purely in numbers.
Housing for the community is a huge issue. That's outside of the school's control, but actually having housing so that people can go home and get a good night, kids can go home and get a good night's rest, is an important thing.
Mr. Nimmo says the school is a kind of community hub. Students are fed breakfast and lunch, and whole families can learn here with special classes for adults.
We are now getting a lot of students through who are working at the school again, or are working at the clinic up the road, or working in the store, who went through this school. And you can see it with the students that they have got the knowledge to be able to do these various jobs, and they're confident in themselves, and they can actually do things two ways. So they can, an Aboriginal way and, you know, a European way.
Utopia's high school will celebrate its 10-year anniversary next year. Rhiannon Elston, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.